It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Over the years, I have tried so many ways of storing fresh lettuce in the fridge so it doesn't go bad before I use it. But if I don't get it right, it wilts, and then there's that smell I began to sense. And like, this isn't good. So thankfully, we have Katie Cavuto, registered dietitian and founder of HealthyBites.com, here with us to help us learn how to store food safely. Katie, please explain, how do you store food, and why is it so important? As actually, you say it's important as eating it. We got to store it right first.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, part of my, we have a blog, nourishfreethrive.com/blog. And part of Nourish Free Thrive is I've really found over the years counseling clients is that healthy eating and conscious living is about so more than just what we eat. It's about looking at all of the other environmental toxins that can come in and out of our lives.
Well, it sounds like we're having a little trouble in hearing. Yes, we're going to try and get Katie back with a good sound. But Carolina, we've got you here. And of course, have you had that problem with lettuce where you open it up and you know it's not good because it has that smell. What do you do with lettuce to store it?
I know. I have. And I was really anxious to hear her tips because I feel like I've tried a couple. I'll tell you what I have tried. So the difference is when you buy fresh lettuce and when you buy that lettuce that comes like in the package, so ready to eat. The fresh lettuce you have to wash. So I find that the most important piece of advice that I can give here is when you wash it is to dry it really well. Because if you store it in the fridge with a lot of leftover moisture from what you washed, that can really spoil quick. So I found getting a salad spinner really helpful for this. And if you don't have a salad spinner, then lay out your leaves in paper towels and kind of like roll them without, you know, trying not to smush them, but roll them so you dry them as well as you can. And then you can store them like that. But, oh, I think we have Katie back.
Yeah,
so Katie,
back.
Why don't you tell us how do you store your lettuce? Help us out.
What were you saying? Were you saying that you do roll it up in
paper towel?
Bag? Yep, paper towels or rags. Yeah, so that's a really great way. And I think something else, you know, I love just thinking about how can we diminish food waste a little bit. So anytime I go grocery shopping, I like to kind of itemize all of the groceries that I buy based on their perishability. So I know which items we should try to use first, because we know that a bag of carrots has a lot longer shelf life than something like a fresh lettuce, right? So I always try to kind of plan my meals and plan my week out based on the perishability of the items that I buy to make sure that something really delicate doesn't get left behind till later in the week.
Okay, so lettuce is on top of, I mean, we're talking about lettuce. Is there something, are there other produce items that are in that same got to eat them right away category?
You know, obviously all of your greens are going to be a bit more delicate than heartier vegetables. Other things that tend to be super finicky, avocados, right? They've got a pretty, like, very small window of ripeness. It always seems like they go from, you know, underripe to overripe in a matter of, you know, 24 hours at times. So I always kind of have a bead on where my avocados are and things that I can utilize them for. And I always think it's great to kind of point out that even if a piece of produce, let's say some of your fruit, your bananas might be starting to brown and be a little beyond their prime, don't just be so quick to throw them out. There's so many things that we can do with fruits and vegetables that are past their prime. So maybe we wouldn't utilize it for something like a salad or a fresh preparation. But, you know, you can throw your bananas into the freezer and utilize them for smoothies or even a baked good. And things like fruits that are starting to go bad, they can be beautiful roasted up or pureed into a sauce. And even a vegetable that's a bit beyond its prime, maybe we just throw them into a soup or a stew where we can really play up its kind of softer tendencies.
Oh, that's such a great idea. Anything we can do to reduce food waste. There's nothing sadder to me than when we look at the numbers of how much food we waste as a country. So start doing it in your own home. Be the change. I love that. And we practice that at my house every day because I'm huge on not wasting any food. Another item that I think a lot of people get confused with storage is eggs. And because the dates on the eggs can be quite confusing. A lot of people say, oh, you can use eggs, you know, 3 months past the due date or the goodbye date. And also, if you could comment on if you're going to store hard-boiled eggs, should they be stored peeled or unpeeled and for how long?
You know, so I they will keep longer if they are in, if they are unpeeled than they will when they are peeled, just because of, you know, oxygen really adds to spoilage. So, you know, unpeeled hard-boiled eggs really only last, you know, a few days in the refrigerator. And as far as talking about expiration dates, I think it's important to say, you know, when we look at food waste and what happens with expiration dates and all of that, you know, use your best judgment. Because we often know when something is boiling because the texture will change, the smell will change, even to touch, you might feel that, you know, they're a bit slimier than they were a few days previously.
Ooh,
so I always say go off of your, you know, your sense of smell and touch versus the expiration date for a lot of these things. Because, you know, for example, milk can last several days in the refrigerator past the expiration date. And we all know what milk smells like when it goes bad. So I think that we have to be a little bit more intuitive when we're in the kitchen. And that's a great way to reduce food waste. And I also think it's really important, you know, when I think about kind of storage is what are we storing our food in? It's very easy and convenient to utilize plastic containers, but especially if we start reheating in those plastic containers, we know that some of the chemicals can leach into our food. And a lot of people feel that it can be really expensive to make the change to storing in glass, but it really doesn't have to be. I think glass containers have become far more affordable and they last so much longer than their plastic counterparts. And they're just a lot safer of an option. So I also think a really inexpensive way to kind of make the switch to glass is just to start saving some of the glass containers that different food items come in. Condiments are almost always packaged in glass containers. So, you know, a store-bought tomato sauce, salad dressings, et cetera, we can reuse all of those glass bottles for food storage as well.
Oh, that's a great idea. And of course, we got the ball jars, which we can use for when we, I love those. And I think people worry about breakage, but you know, and that's why everything went sort of plastic. And it's like, let's get back to what's real and not have to deal with those, the issues of plastic. I want to get to, you mentioned milk, cheese. There, you know, cheese, If you people, I know that people put them in baggies, you know, what's ever left that they want to put in the fridge, they put in baggies and there's moisture in there. So how do you, what's the best way to store cheese?
I mean, I think it really depends on the type of cheese because harder cheeses, A, have a much longer shelf life than softer cheeses. And some softer cheeses, like for example, mozzarella, fresh mozzarella would really want, prefer to be stored in, you know, water or a liquid versus just wrapped up. I think for the harder cheeses especially, it is okay to, you know, have them wrapped fairly tightly. You just want to be conscious of exactly where you're storing them. So storing them in an area of the refrigerator that has a little bit less moisture, I think that's why we have, you know, the separate drawers and everything available. But with your cheese, again, use your instincts because especially a hard cheese, it has a fairly long shelf life. And some cheeses already have mold in them. So using that idea of if it's moldy, it's bad, doesn't always work. So using, again, that sense of smell and your sense of, you know, sight to really assess whether or not something is going bad or not.
That's a great tip. And I'm going to help everybody out and even tell you guys, if you're not sure, Google it. I found myself doing that yesterday because I have blue cheese and I said, when does blue cheese go bad? And it was really fun to read it on Google. But other than Google, also go to Katie's website. You'll find so much more there at Healthy Bites Program. And that's katiecavuto.com. Also, you can find us always on Radio MD. All our past episodes are on our show page. Eat well and stay well.